Welcome to episode 532 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Isaiah 12 verses 4 to 5. And on that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, make them remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known throughout the earth. The day to which Isaiah is referring is a future day after the coming of the Messiah. We are living in such a day. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. We have even more reason than the worshippers in Isaiah's day to be grateful. The people of God are thankful people, for they realize how much they have been given. One of the characteristics of the last days is a lack of thanksgiving. According to 2 Timothy 3 verse 2, wicked people will be ungrateful. We should be thankful because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. It is only right to credit him for every good and perfect gift he gives. When we are thankful, our focus moves from selfish desires and from the pain of current circumstances. Expressing thankfulness helps us remember that God is in control. Thankfulness, then, is not only appropriate, it is actually healthy and beneficial to us. It reminds us of the bigger picture, that we belong to God, and that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Truly, we have been gifted with 1010 lives, abundant lives, and gratefulness is fitting. We live in a culture that preaches discontent. A consumer culture will always attack gratitude. If they can sow discontent in our lives, they can sell us their new product line or latest version with new improvements. In contrast, those who can find gratitude in their current existence will be less influenced by those empty promises. How can we find gratitude in a world that seeks to destroy it?
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways to cultivate lives of gratitude.
Number 1.
Intentionally choose thankfulness. Gratitude will never be a result of your next purchase, success, or accomplishment. It is available in your heart right now. And you will never find gratitude in life until you intentionally decide to choose it.
Number 2.
Don't be picky. Savor the small stuff. Gratitude doesn't have to be saved for the big things in life. The habit of being grateful starts with appreciating every good thing in life and recognizing that there is nothing too small for you to be thankful for.
Number 3.
It might be an old and well-worn saying, but it's true. Count your blessings. A new day, a warm bed, a loving spouse, a child in your life, a unique personality, or a special talent. You have wonderful things in your life already. Gratitude quickly sets in when we begin to spend a quiet moment each day remembering them. This practice alone has the potential to change your heart and life immeasurably. I'm a child of God, oh, every day is a good day. You're the reason why I'm so blessed.
Number 4.
Stop focusing on what you don't have. Too many people never realize gratitude because they spend so much mental energy focused on what they don't have. Throw away catalogs and ads that inevitably promise you more fulfillment and joy in life. Those things are not sold in stores, never have been, never will be.
Number 5.
Embrace humility. Humility is an essential ingredient in gratitude. A humble heart finds satisfaction in the gifts it already possesses and demands less from others and from life. Remember that no matter what your accomplishments, your life contains no more inherent value than the person sitting next to you, no matter where you may be sitting.
Number 6.
Open your eyes to those with less. Almost half the world, over 3 billion people, live on less than $2.50 a day. 1.1 billion people have inadequate access to clean water, and 2.6 billion lack basic sanitation. Let those facts sink in for just a moment. and slowly allow gratitude and a desire to become part of the solution to take their place. When you give to others, it helps you become more grateful.
Number 7.
Find gratitude in difficulty. It is easy to be grateful when things are going well. It can be more difficult during the trials of life, death, disease, rejection, or failure. The truth is that no one is exempt from the trials of life, but good can always be found in even the worst of times. And embracing gratitude during those trials may be the one thing that gets you through them. Gratitude is not only about being thankful for positive experiences. In fact, sometimes thinking about negative or difficult situations can help to really nail down what you have to be thankful for. Dig a little deeper into some of your own past experiences and try to figure out how they have helped shape you into the person you are today.
Number 8.
Express yourself. Sometimes it's not enough to simply keep your gratitude to yourself. You can increase your feelings of well-being and gratitude by expressing that same gratitude to the people you care about. Soul Pancake, a group that works to discover the science of happiness, ran an experiment where they encouraged people to write a letter to a person they were grateful for. By itself, this exercise increased their levels of happiness from 2 to 4%. Don't ask me how they measured this, let's just accept that they had a valid way to do so. However, when the same people made a phone call to the person they were thankful for to express their gratitude directly, happiness levels jumped from 4% to 19%. Not only does expressing your gratitude for someone make their day a little brighter, but it can do wonders for increasing your own levels of gratitude and happiness in the long run.
Number 9.
Find ways to elevate your mood. Being grateful can make you cheerful and content, but being in a good mood can also make you grateful. There are plenty of productive and healthy ways to get your mood up. Many types of exercise have mood-boosting benefits, especially if they involve being outdoors. Try walking, playing a team sport, or pumping iron at the gym. Diet also plays an important role in maintaining emotional health. Be sure to eat a diet rich in whole grains, lean meats, vegetables, fruits, beans, and nuts. Interacting with others can also help boost a person's mood, especially if you're engaged in service or otherwise helping others. Once you're feeling the endorphins flow, showing gratitude will become even easier, and you'll start to be able to make list after list of all the things in your life for which you are grateful.
Number 10.
Sharpen your GQ. No, I'm not talking about going out and buying a new Armani suit. This is about your gratitude quotient. One of the quickest ways to dispel the energy of a stormy mood is to focus your attention on what's good. So when you're about to lash out at someone, take a moment to do a quick inventory of 5 things for which you are thankful at that moment. It could be your good health, clean air, or even the recent switch to a cheaper cell phone plan. These details will help you relax and avoid saying something you will later regret. Every day, say aloud 3 good things that happened. This could be a fun activity to do with your kids when you tuck them in or around the dinner table with family. But it's also extremely powerful to express gratitude aloud when you're alone. These are just 2 practices that can help you to build your gratitude muscle, or as I like to call it, your GQ. Father, help us to appreciate that gratitude matters. Give us the insight, the courage, the discipline, and the fortitude to cultivate lives of gratitude. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.